Wherever you want to go, go. If you want to go to Yishlayim, go. If you don't want to go, go someplace else. Hey, although Hoshea ben Ola wasn't a tzaddik, he didn't tell the Jews now go on a regal. Like Rashi says on top, Hoshea ben Ola Rosho, he was also Rosho. Yitziv Ayah Sarah ben Yashem. Rak Loi Kamalcha Yisrael, he wasn't his village, Rav ben Avot. Vayel the Koma Rak Shevitlas Prusdois. He stopped the policeman. For Yom Le'ezah Shiyas Yalom, wherever you want to go, you can go. So that's why it was Yom to the Chamisha Sabav that they stopped the policeman that you're allowed to go to Yishlayim if you want to. Rav Masnu Amar Yom Shenitnu Heruge Beit L'Kfura. That was the day after the Goyim killed out this big city Beitar with thousands of Jews. They finally let them bury them on Chamisha Sabav. The Yom Rav Masnu Oysa Yom Shenitnu Heruge Beit L'Kfura on Chamisha Sabav. The day that the Malchus then let them bury all the people that were killed then, Tiknu b'yavna, the Rabbonin and Yavna, made a takonam, Hatoiv Yemetiv. That's when we start making the bracha, Hatoiv Yemetiv. In Birchas Hamazon, we say, Hatoiv Yishaloi Hasrichu, that they didn't run away yet. V'yametiv shenitzel l'kfura, that it's toiv for us that they didn't run away, and it was good for them that they were zoich atav l'kfura. That's when they were kovei at this bracha of Hatoiv Yemetiv. Rabba Rabbi Yosef the Amr Tavayu, Yoim Sheaposko Milichras Eitzilim Lamarochim. On Chamisha Sabah, the 15th day, that's the day they stop cutting down the wood to be used for the Marocha for burning on the Mizbech. Why? Well, the Tanya learned like this. Like yesterday, the main part of the summer passed already. So from Chamisha Sabah the Neiloch, Toshas Kecha Shechama. The sun, when it comes out, it's not that strong anymore. You don't have the strong heat anymore. Therefore, since the heat wasn't that strong, like the wood wasn't getting that dry the way it was before, so now they didn't cut down the wood anymore to be used for the marocha, to be used for burning on the mizbeach. Because it's not so dry anymore. In other words, there's a kzima, there's a chshiva, a hiddur, to use very dried out wood for the marocha. So they used to cut down the wood up until Chamisha Sabav. Chamisha Sabav, that's when they stop cutting down the wood for the Marochas. So what's the big Adras? What's the big Yomtif? The Chur, it shouldn't be called the Yomtif. So soon say, what it means is the Yomtif is, you don't have to do work now, and you can merely sit and learn Torah. And Omer Rav Menashia, the Korule Yoim Tavra Magal. It was called the day that they broke the Hatchik. That was the day they broke the Hatchik. In other words, you don't have to work anymore. So merely you could use this time up now to learn. Rashi says, Yoim Tavra Magal, Shvira Sagarzin Shaposa Kachoitim Malach Tavetim. Yeah. Fine. And Nikan Viela, for now on, for Chamisha Sabav, the Moisef Yosef. The Moisef Yosef means that the nights get longer than the daytime. So about the nights are longer, you're supposed to learn more. Or the Loi Moisef, if someone does not learn now that the nights are getting longer, if you don't learn more, is Yosef. You'll be taken away. For the Gemara Magi Yosef, what does it mean you'll be taken away? Amar Rabbi Yosef, like Veruha Ime. Is that to say your mother will bury you, in other words, you'll die younger? So Rashi says like this, Mikan Vielach, Mechamisha Sabav Velach, the Moisef Leila Salayomim. After Chamisha Sabav, then the nights start to get a little bit bigger, and eventually it's going to be like in the summertime, in the wintertime, that the nights are much bigger. It's up until then, up until Chamisha Sabav, the days keep on getting bigger and bigger. The Chamisha Sabah, that's the time when the days start to get bigger, and now the nights begin to get a little bit bigger. And what does it get bigger for? Last like Batera, in order to learn Torah. Mela Yosef Chayim Achayev. And somebody that does learn Torah by these nights, merely you'll have a longer life. But the Lo Yosef, Shashi Lasek Batera Balelois, people that don't take advantage of the night time and don't learn Torah at night time, is Tikbre Imoi, Kloimar, Yemoisab Loitoi. They'll die before the time. So the Chura, that's what it means, that's what this Yom Tif was. The Chura, that was the Yom Tif of Chamisha Sabav also, that since they didn't have to start cutting down the wood anymore, so now they could use up the time more to learn Torah. That was the Simcha. Baita. Then our Mishnah now says another reason. The Mishnah says, what was the greatness of Chamisha Sabav? What happened at Chamisha Sabav? Shebehem Benois Yisrael Yetzim. The Benois Yisrael went out and started to dance, and they told the Bochum, the boys, look at us. So Tana Rabbanan, it says like this. Bas Melos, the first the Mishnah says that they used to dress nicely.
and they used to borrow dresses one from another.
Even the rich ones would borrow dresses from the neighbors, not to embarrass the poor ones that don't have their own clothing. So the Bryce says like this, Bas Melech Shuelas Mi Bas Kohen, it went down. The Bas Kohen, she was the most chashuv one, she borrowed a dress from the one underneath, from the Bas Kohen Godel. Bas Kohen Godel, his daughter, Mi Bas Sagan, borrowed a dress from the one under that, the Sagan next in charge. Ubas Sagan, Mi Bas Meshruch Mechoma, he was the next in charge. The special Kohen was Meshruch for the Mechoma when they went out to fight. Ubas Meshruch Mechoma, Mi Bas Kohen Hedjit. The Chol Yisrael Lushalom Zem Mizeh. Not to embarrass someone that doesn't have a dress, and all the girls used to borrow nice white dresses from the neighbors. Then the Mishnah says, Kol HaKelim Tumim Tefillah. Since you're borrowing the dress from your neighbor, maybe your neighbor was a nida and she touched the dress with Matamrit, and Zman HaGemara they're always torn, therefore you have to be table the dress, put the dress in the mikvah before you use it. Amar Rebbe Elazar, Afilu Mekufalim Menachem Mekufsa. Even if the dress was mamash folded up nicely in the dresser, still, you have to be afraid, maybe she touched it before when she was a nida, and when you take it now, you have to be table it. B'nais Yisrael yaitzes v'chelz b'mekromen. The B'nais Yisrael went out and danced in the vineyards. Tony would learn like this. Mi shein la'isha nifnu l'shom. Used to give out a cruise and say, whoever wants a shidduch, whoever's not married, go here, come here, and you'll find the shidduch. Mi yuchas shebem ayoyim b'vachor. The choshev was used to say like this. Tony Rabbonin. Yefifoy Shabam, the girls that used to look very pretty, Mayo Imris, what did they say? Tanuay Nechem Liyafi, hey you boys, look at beauty. Look at me like I'm beautiful. Shainisha Liyafi, and Isha is mainly for beauty. So since I'm nice, look at me. Miuchos Shabam, the girls maybe weren't so pretty, but a co-partner had a big yichus, the father was a chosh of a yid. Mayo Imris, what did they say? Tanuay Nechem Mishpacha, Bochim, look at the Mishpachas better. Like, come to me, have a good Mishpacha. The Fishain Ishel Labonim. The Ikra for wife is to have a mishpacha to have children, and the Mela, the kids will be the son of a big Talmud Chacham, a grandson, will be a big yichus for the mishpacha, so it's Kedai to marry us, because there will be a big yichus in the mishpacha. The Rashi says, Shain Ishel Labonim. In Bonecha Yiyu Michasim, if your Bonim will be the son of the Rosh Yeshiva, Hakel Kurtz Malay, you'll have a good shidduch, everybody's going to want to marry him. Bain Zachor and Ben the Kavis, whether you have a boy or a girl, have a big yichus, it's good. What did the ugly girls used to say? They said like this, Chu mekchem l'shem shemayim. Bochrim, get married l'shem shemayim. They don't care if we're not so nice. We're ugly, so what? Do it l'shem shemayim. Avaita, obavad, she'atatrunu bezuvim. But I call upon him, after we get married, you make sure you get me a nice gold necklace. After I get married, though, you got to make me look nice. I want to make sure you get me something tatru bezuvim, Rashi. Shachrin is soon after we get married, titnu lano tachshitim, give me good jewelry. Milsa biyamu di yamri. They stand said these things, kloima. Obavacha titnu lano mabushim noim. They meant to say, even though we're ugly, and you're marrying us Hashem Shemayim, but don't think I plan to dress ugly also. Even though maybe I'm ugly, but I call for Mishnah, I want to dress nicely. So Mishnah, you're going to have to buy me nice dresses. Kiss to the Gemara of Ashtetu is very, very shver, you know, what is the Gemara saying, and what's the big yot of the Chemisha Sabav, and how do the girls talk like this? So Shteit is a lot of big things here. Exactly what it means, we don't know too much. Yeah. Right, we'll soon say a little bit. Omar Ula, Biroi, Omar Rebeloza, Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just also, what I saw in Sefer Divrei Yecheskel, like it's very shver. What this big yom of the Chamish Asabav here is, that the girls went out and told the boys, look at us and try and marry us. Like they were mamish trying to attract the Bochrim, whatever they could. The beautiful one said, look at my beauty. The one that had good yichus, look at my yichus. The ugly one said, no, do l'shem shemayim. Like, oh, from my beating to get shidduchim. So what was so great about this Yom Tov? The Mishnah says, l'hoya Yom Tov l'Yisroel k'chamish ha'asabav u'kiyam kippah. And mamish, this is the same thing as Yom Kippah. What was so great about this? So, Vais says, the poshes, you know, shidduchim, getting married, but still, such a maisa like this. The Yecheskel once said like this, there's alochom, that you're allowed to make your shidduch on Chol HaMoed. Even though you can't make Nisuyin, or who are then on Tisha B'Av also. You're allowed to make a Shidduch on Tisha B'Av. You're allowed to make a Shidduch, you're allowed to even make Erison. Why? The Mara says, because Shem Yikad Meruacher. You have to be afraid if you don't make the Kedusha now at least, and you don't marry on Tisha B'Av, maybe you wait till Tisha B'Av, somebody else will chapa rice. Maybe somebody else will chapa first and marry her. So the Mara is the Kasha. How could that be? The Chur, we know that Aborim Yoim, Kredim, Mitzirah Savlad, it says, that Machuz and Shemayim, Bas 20, Bas 20. 40 days before you're born in Shemayim, they know already who your shidduch is going to be. So in Shemayim, they know who you're going to marry. So what are you telling me now? You're allowed to get married on Tisha B'Av because you're afraid if you don't marry her, somebody else will chop your wife. How could somebody else get her if in Shemayim de Machus she's your wife? Somebody else can't take her. The Gemara answers, Shem Yikad Menu B'Tfilah, the Gemara says. It's possible the guy could daven to Hashem. That by davening to Hashem, by Tfilah, even though first it was a gzera, that Yankel is supposed to marry Miriam, and now Yehuda came and loves this Miriam, if Yehuda davens very strong to Hashem, it could be with the Kayach HaTfilah, you could change over the gzera din that Reuben was supposed to marry Miriam, and now Yehuda will chaperoise. So therefore, since the Kayach HaTfilah is so great, therefore you're allowed to even get married on Tisha B'Av. Today that this other guy doesn't chap you, doesn't daven hard to Hashem. So what's this, is Maslow, what's this Indian of davening to Hashem, how could you do it? The pshat is, that has to do with the Midas HaRachman. There's a Midas HaDin and Midas HaRachman. Midas HaDin is, that's the Gzeirah. Gzeirah is, what has to be, is going to be, you can't change it anymore. Rachman is, that Hashem has Rachmanis on you. Hashem sees a guy davening hard to Hashem. Mamish davens always claims Hashem has Rachmanis on you. So even though Hashem already made a Gzeirah Din that Miriam is supposed to get married to somebody else, but Hashem sees you davening very much, Hashem has Rachmanis on you. That's the Midah of Rachmanis. Now, when did the Midah of Rachmanis first come about? So he wants to tell you that that's the Yom Tov Chamisha Sabav. That's the day when Hashem was Mishtatev Midas HaRachmim to Midas HaDin. It says that Metchila was all about Kodesh Baruch Hu to create the world of Midas HaDin. And Hashem saw it can't be, so right away he made up his mind to Mishtatev to make it with Midas HaRachmim. Now, when did Hashem start to think about creating the world? The Maestas brought down the world was created on Chof Hei Belul. Chof Hei Belul was the day the world was created, and the Mele Adam Rishon was born on Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Adin, on Vav Kriyat Bria Salem, according to some shittas like this at least. That the first day of the Bria Salem was Chof Hei Elul, and on Rosh Hashanah was the day Adam Rishon was created. So Akopon, 40 days before Yitzira Savlad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts to think about Yitzira. So it's 40 days before Hashem started to create the world, he started to think about creating the world. So 40 days before Chof Hei Belul is Chamisha Asabav. So in Chamisha Asabav, that's when Hashem started to think about creating the world. That Hashem started to think, first let's make with Midas HaDin. Hashem saw that's no good, so he was made Midas HaRachamim. So in Chamisha Asabav, that's when Hashem first made up his mind to make the Midas HaRachamim. So now, on Chamisha Asabav, since that's the day of Midas HaRachamim, the Bnei Yisrael wanted to show there's a Midas HaRachamim by Shidduchim, like we're saying now. Even though really there's no need to go out to dance and tell the Bochrim, marry me, I'm great, I'm nice, I have a Yichus, Chvei Zdut L'Shem Shemayim, what's the need to go out? You have to, it's Pashat already. Like in Shemayim, Moseskapas, and there's a Gezar Din, who are you supposed to marry? But they want to show, no, on Chamisha Asabav is different. Since Chamisha Asabav is the day of Rachamim, so it's possible to daven to Hashem good. If you daven to Hashem good, Hashem will have Rachmanis on you, and Hashem will change the Gzad Din. So that was the big yontif of Chamisha Asabav. Like to show that such a thing by our tefillah, our davening to Hashem, Hashem has Rachmanis on us, and Hashem will listen to us, even if it means to change the Gzad Din. So this is also very good why Tanya stands off like this. Like the Mount Omer Sechel Tanis is talking about is, if there's no rain, we have to make Tanisim and daven to Hashem, and all the Gemaras we had at Amol, even after they fasted, Hashem still didn't listen to them, so finally they felt very bad, they broke their hearts, and they daven to Hashem real good, and when Hashem sees you davening real good, Hashem has Rachmanis on you. Then Hashem gives the rain. So it's very good why the Mesech turns off like this. And that's the aside here, that there's a Midas of Rachamim, that when we daven good to Hashem, Hashem has Rachmanis on us. So that's the thing that Shidduchim also. Even this is the biggest chiddush of Rachamim. Even though there's a Gzar Din really 40 days before you're born, who you're supposed to marry, but you have to be careful. Somebody else shouldn't daven real hard to Hashem, and Hashem will change the shidduch because of his tefillah. So you hear in Chamisha Asabav, we see how great the din of tefillah is. That you can even change the shidduch because of tefillah. Whatever we want, not to change the Gzar Din, but we want things to be good to us. We want Hashem to have Rachmanis on us. There's a koyach of davening to Hashem, and Hashem listens to us. Right. Omar Ula Viroi, Omar Rebbe Loza, Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasoi Smochu LaTzadikim. Losir Lovi, Hashem is going to make a circle for the Tzadikim. Vu Yashiv V'Neim, he's going to sit in the middle of the circle. V'Gan Eden in Gan Eden. V'Kol Echod V'Yechod Mara Be'etzva. All the Tzadikim are going to point to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they'll be able to say, like Shenem, they're going to say,
they're going to point to Hashem as if this Rashi says, they're going to say, Ze Hashem kivinu lo, yesheinu, Ze Hashem kivinu lo, nagidu, this is Rabbi Shuwasim. Also, the Mashah said, this is a Yisayid here, but some to do that in Gan Eden, all the tzaddikim are going to have a point to Hashem and say, yes, you were the Hashem that we were waiting for all the time. Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'yama b'yamahu, Hini elokeinu zeh kivinu loy, we were waiting for you, V'yashyenu, you're helping us, zeh Hashem kivinu loy, this is the Hashem that we were waiting for. Nagilo v'nismucha b'shuvasai, we'll all be happy with HaKadosh Baruch himself, and that's going to be in Gan Eden when Hashem is mamash going to sit down with us. How do you know Lecha Shleisha Prokim Slikla Masechla Tainis?